here we are. We're looking at our series about the watches. And what I do is I review the day before. Believe me. All right? Yesterday, we talked about a time to watch. This is important because watching is really valuable. You're going to see that. We looked at 2 Kings 9, 17 and 18 that talks about when you watch, you have a warning of danger. We looked at Proverbs 31, 27, right? This is a powerful passage about looking at your household. See the gains of your future. That's important. That's totally important. You can listen to all this on yesterday's teaching that's on the site already under number 2. Then there's 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 18 through 5, 2. And you observe the earth, what's happening there. And the order is linked to everything about what we do. Now, in the Old Testament, there were 3 watches. In the New Testament, they were 4 watches. Okay? All right. That's where we are so far. Also, we added yesterday to follow the directions for great revival, great results. Talked about that. Then I left you with a thought. Who is watching after you? Psalm 121 deals with that. Okay? Now, today we're going to establish the watch. Now, I hope you have your Bibles because this is important. You have to establish your watch. You do have to do it. Okay? Let's look at Jeremiah 31, 28. Here's what it says. It shall come to pass that like as I have watched over them, pluck up, break down, throw down, and destroy to afflict, so will I watch over them to build, to plant, saith the Lord. So the Lord watches over us. See, so be very aware. Again, that deals with timing. Build, plant, pluck up, break down, throw down, destroy, afflict. This is all timing. It's always timing. Always timing. So, God's saying, be alert. Be alert. Look around you. Look around you, what's happening. These current events you're hearing about. These things. And it was really fascinating to me. And again, notice the context that yesterday, when there was a religious exercise that impacted the world, a vote was the same day in the Bible that Eli fell over backwards and broke his neck and died. Why? Because of rebellion. That's all I'm telling you. That's all I'm saying. Timing is everything. Timing is everything. Now, the watch is a place of protection. Watches protect. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 9. Look at this. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God. Okay, got that. And set a watch against them day and night because of them. Now look at this. See, they took action. They guarded at the king's house. They took action. A lot of times you say, okay, God, go ahead and get them, God. Go ahead, God. That didn't happen. They prayed their prayer. They set a watch day and night because of them. You see, we got to get in cooperation with the Lord. You get in cooperation with the Spirit. So set a watch. That's what they did. They prayed. Okay, they prayed. Good. But then they began to act. They set a watch against their enemies day and night. That's for the protection. For the protection. What is interesting is that one of the definition of watch means to lean forward. You lean forward. You perceive. You look into a distance. You observe. You look up. You look around. Excuse me. That's what you do. You don't just sit back. You keep vigilant. And I believe that we need to do that more so today. More so today. I think we need, not think, I know. See, you've got to watch. Watch is leaning forward. You ever see something? You ever see something and you lean forward? Leaning forward. See something and you lean forward? You peer into the distance? A beautiful hawk came right outside the window above the house in the back of me, back of the studio, and was gorgeous, soaring. I watched that. One of the songs was playing, I just watched that. And then there was a bird, and he was bouncing around, eating, picking up his insects and his worms, and he noticed something. He looked up. As soon as he looked up, he saw the hawk and immediately ran for cover. Hang in there with me. And went in a banana tree in a next door neighbor's yard. I thought that was kind of interesting. But watch. Means to guard. And he means to guard. You watch. They watch prisoners. That's pretty well established. Now, it also means watch for restraint. Psalm 141, verse 3. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. I did a word study on that verse this morning. I did a word study on that verse this morning. And it seems like God's looking at us, setting a watch, and keep the door of our lips. And the word study there, we don't have time to do everything. You want a great word study? It's sitting right there. In Psalm 141:3, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. So do a word study on that. You'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. Don't have time to do that. Can't do everything. All right? Set a watch, O Lord. But this morning I did a word study on mouth, door, lips. All right? You just do a word study on that at your leisure. So you watch for restraint. The watch is for restraint. Set a watch. Restrain us. Restrain us. Now, it also has a indication of to keep awake, to watch. Matthew 26:41. Watch and pray that ye enter not in temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Or keep me awake. A watch will keep you awake. That's the famous account of Jesus going forth to play. And while he's praying, he should be being strengthened by the disciples there sleeping. That's why he said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. See, the spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. So that's to keep awake. That's to keep awake. The watch will keep you awake. You hear people say, now watch what happens, and they'll be alert. All right? 1 Thessalonians tells us to do something here. 1 Thessalonians 5:6. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Be sober. Be sober. Abstain from wine. He talks about that in verse 7. And be sober. Be watchful. You hear people say, well, I didn't know that was going to happen. No, because you're not watching. You see, that's also calm and temperate and living in circumspectly. You live in you have your head on a swivel. You're living certain ways, and you live, you know, looking around, and like that bird outside. That bird outside eating on the ground operating exactly what this passage says. That bird was watching, was not sleeping. Others may have been sleeping in the nest, not that bird. Why? Because a danger was flying overhead. That hawk would swoop down and get that bird and destroy it. It'd be breakfast for that hawk. Circumspectly. It also means in Matthew, this is what being watchful means. Matthew 27:66. Matthew 27:66 is a great passage. You know, it says, so they went and made the sepulcher sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. We know what that is. That's a sentry. Roman guards. They sealed the stone over the tomb and they set a watch. There were 16 members of a watch command. See, there it goes again. There was a 16-member troop that would watch. There's the watches in the Roman army. 16 members. So they would watch 24 hours a day. You know, I love to go to Arlington Cemetery and honor those that gave their life for this nation. It just touches me. And watch the changing of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknowns. When I went, I was within feet of the guards. Within feet, I was as close physically possible in the gallery to the tomb and the guards. And as they passed, I stood there at attention and I saluted as a U.S. Air Force vet. I saluted the guards and I saluted the Tomb of the Unknown. And those guards never, ever, ever, ever stop. If you want a fascinating history, read about the guards that guard the unknown. No matter what weather, no matter if it's cold, a hurricane went through, and they said because the weather, and the guard said, not us. We'll guard our post in a hurricane. And they did for hours. They would change in their normal course of changing of the guard, and they walked in 100-mile-an-hour winds and torrential rain, doing their duty. That's what we're talking about here. That's what we're talking about. That's what we see here. It means to guard. You don't let down. You don't go to the house because it's raining. You guard. You got Margaret's nephew, an army guy, had a desire to get into that guard. Let me tell you how vital this is. And he's been an army guy, and it touched his heart. He put in, he passed all the tests, and some of the tests are lifelong tests. You don't just do it, get out, and do your own. No, there's lifelong commitment of being a guard at the Tomb of the Unknown. And he was 1/4 inch on his waist measurement, too big to guard the unknown. 1/4 inch. And the time of his application and the time of his selection, at the time of his inspection, he was 1/4 inch. And they said, sorry. And they dismissed him. Wow. That's what we're talking about here. To guard. That's why the resurrection of Jesus is so important, because a centurion guard that was there, knowing the qualifications of the guard. Wow. His Judges 7:19. So Gideon and 100 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch. When was that? And they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers that were in their hands. When's the middle watch? What time is that? What time is that? You're going to find out, because watches are important. And in Matthew 14:25, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. When is that? When's the fourth watch of the night? Notice the time, the night, fourth watch. When is the fourth watch of the night? Do you know? Let me tell you. Between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. It's called the glory hour. During the glory hour, there's a lot of great things happen in the fourth watch of the night at 3 a.m. in the morning to 6 a.m. If you want to understand the glory of God, be in prayer and worship and praise between the hours of 3 a.m. and the hours of 6 a.m. because God always shows up during those hours. More on Monday.